The NBA Finals have shifted to Cleveland for tonight's Game 3 between the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. Golden State leads 2-0. For Warriors reserve guard Quinn Cook, it's a homecoming of sorts. He started his professional career in Ohio. It was a start he never imagined. He was a star in college. He had to grind through pro basketball's minor league. And now he's on the brink of winning an NBA title. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
With a few minutes left in Game 2 of the Finals the other night, something unremarkable happened. Golden State's Quinn Cook scored. The game already was decided. The bench players were on the court. Unremarkable. Yet, Quinn Cook wearing a Warriors uniform, playing and scoring in the NBA Finals, kind of amazing for those who'd followed his story, which we did 2 years ago on the NPR podcast Embedded.
So for the 2015 draft, there's this player named Quinn Cook, and he's sure he's going to get called in the second round.
Embedded host Kelly McEvers described how Cook helped Duke win the NCAA title. And then a couple of months later, he held a watch party for the NBA draft. But he didn't get picked, and the hoped-for celebration didn't happen.
I thanked everybody who came, about 20 people that came. And my mom knew I was about to break down. I went outside, broke down in my brother's car, and it was painful.
Three of his fellow Duke teammates were drafted in the first round. Cook headed for the Canton Charge, a team in the NBA's minor league. It's where talented but not ready for primetime players go, hoping it's a step to the NBA. My NPR colleague Uri Berliner and I followed the Charge and Cook for an entire season. Early on, Cook said he resented having to go this route, but he learned to embrace it and was named Rookie of the Year. In our final interview from that 2016 season, Cook reflected on his success and the fact that it still didn't lead to a coveted NBA call-up.
It's been a story my whole life. If it's my size or I don't know. I just always was overlooked growing up. You know, that's what my agent was telling me. I mean, you've had this happen before. You just got to go to work and show everybody that you belong in the NBA.
After a second successful minor league season, Cook stutter-stepped his way toward the NBA. Signed and cut by New Orleans, Dallas, New Orleans again, Atlanta. Then last October, he signed a contract with Golden State that tied him exclusively to the Warriors minor league team while allowing a limited number of appearances with the NBA club. But when Golden State superstar guard Steph Curry was injured late in the regular season, Cook's appearances became frequent.
But Quinn Cook continues his fine play with a new career high, 30 for Quinn Cook.
Basketball underlings are told to make the most of their minutes when they get them. Cook scored in double figures 14 straight games right before the playoffs. It prompted this from head coach Steve Kerr.
He's a guy. He's an NBA guy, so we're lucky to have him.
The proof came in April when the Warriors signed Cook to a 2-year contract.
What's up, man?
Great to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Mr. Warrior.
Yeah, man.
I meet with Cook for the first time since 2016 on NBA Finals Media Day, where he's handling his duties like a veteran.
Cool, and just give me a on your Cartoon Network.
On your Cartoon Network.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
As seasoned as he sounds, Cook admits he's still having pinch-me moments.
You know, I can tell you who's been in the NBA Finals since 89, probably, 90. So to be here, it's a dream come true, but, you know, I just don't want to be here. I want to win.
And despite the tearful draft night 3 years ago and the roller coaster ride since then, Cook says actually he's glad it went the way it did.
I'm happy, you know, I had to wait that long and really, you know, push myself even harder. You know, I knew that it'd be a time, like I've told you, you know, back then. You know, I just had to wait my turn. It wasn't my turn yet. And you know, I finally got, you know, the right opportunity, the right situation. Thought I took full advantage, and just being here on this team, just learning so much from these guys, you can do nothing but get better.
The postseason learning curve has been steep at times. In the Western Conference Finals against Houston, Cook missed a potential game-winning shot at a crucial moment in what turned out to be a Golden State loss. In the finals, he's played a total of 3 minutes in 2 games. But you have a sense if there are more opportunities to play and to make an impact, he'll be prepared, because Quinn Cook is nothing if not ready. Tom Goldman, NPR News.